Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, or actually assetstrats.com. Here's Jill. You're back.
Oh, yes.
How was your vacay?
There was a little too much market movement for my vacay.
Oh, God.
Put me back on the air a few times.
I heard you a couple of times last week. Wait a minute. That girl's off. Come on. Give her a break.
I got to escape to someplace without a radio or TV connection.
God, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, up 600, down 500, up 30, down 100. I mean, it's been nuts, volatile. Absolutely. Is it all about trade, Jill?
It's mostly about trade. I would say it's a combination. It's about trade, but also that trade would be the last bit of pushing this economy into a more pronounced slowdown. So
right.
Remember, we grew last year at around just under 3% for this 1 year. And now we're back to about 2% growth. That's what we had averaged prior to last year's corporate tax cut.
Right.
And I think the most important thing to remember is, you know, 2%, that's growth, right? That's not
that's not
a recession. And the fear is that all the concerns and the uncertainty around the policies with China around trade will push us over the cliff into a recession. Not that a recession is the worst thing in the world. I mean,
no.
We go through recessions. They're pretty much normal part of the
business.
It's been
a long time since we've been in one.
Yeah, that's the issue. I think that the longer this expansion goes on, the more likely people get very twitchy as you get close to, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Of course, for plain old investors like you and me, we don't really have to worry when it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. We just got to try not to get freaked out when all this news hits.
So if you do have a question, you can call Jill on Saturdays and talk to her, you know, right here on this very same radio station. So let's go long picture, because you can do an essay question. I know this. You know, you're looking at the China thing. Okay, that's a big deal. But, you know, why is that such a disturbance to a lot of people? How much stuff do we sell there? I know we buy a lot of their stuff. So what's going on here?
Well, I think that it's less the actual economic impact than the impact on sentiment and how businesses are reacting.
Which is,
That's really – like, so if we're growing by 2%, let's say the full force of every tariff that's already been contemplated goes into effect.
Right.
A lot of people have crunched the numbers and they said, yes, it will cost U.S. households money. There's no doubt. Maybe another $1,000 next year if everything went into place. Okay. Mm. Now, that's not chump change, but considering that a lot of people have jobs and that there are different parts of the economy that are succeeding, that the $1,000 wouldn't kill a consumer and would not stop consumers from spending necessarily.
Okay.
But the bigger issue is, how does that impact a business? Ray, you and I, if we owned a business and we're trying to get our business out of doing anything in China, or maybe we don't have anything to do with China, but this worry around what's happening prevents us from building, from hiring, from giving wage increases.
Right.
That's where we are seeing the biggest problem. Right now, business investment is a real lag in this economy. We'll get another number this week, a revision of second quarter growth. It's going to probably come in lower than 2% on an annualized basis. That is not because of consumers. That is solely because businesses have really put the spending on ice.
My. And, you know, from your time on the NYSE as a trader on the floor, as a matter of fact, sentiment plays a huge role in this, does it not?
Absolutely. You know, actually, I got my career start on the commodities exchange.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, that's where a lot of things happened in real time. And what you really began to understand the more you were around it was, of course, everybody off the floor outside of the trading session could talk the talk and say, oh, yeah, that's not going to happen. But in the heat of the battle, your emotions take over. Hey, you know what? That happens to all of us. We are human beings. We are guided. We're guided by fear and greed. And we've got all these weird cognitive biases that really lead us astray. So the best news about that is that these big time traders who come on TV and tell you what to do, you can ignore them. They're just as crazy as you are and I am. So the best thing to do, stick to that game plan. Take a deep breath. Try not to let that news push you into action. In other words, whatever it is you hear today, you might say stocks are up and you might say, oh, I'm going to put my money to work. Take a breath. Wait 24 hours. Okay. Does that comply with your game plan?
You know, someday since you did commodities, I'd love to have you come in here and explain the end of Trading Places. But that's, you know, that's something
else. That's one of my favorite movies.
It is. I love the movie.
That was the floor that I grew up on. That's where that was my career where I started. That was filmed on the Commodities Exchange in New York.
God, I'm still trying to figure out.
We can watch that, and we can also watch Wall Street. We can do.
Oh, I love Wall Street.
Rewatchables of everything that's all market related.
It's actually that is truly a great movie. I mean, it's got to be. Oh God, anything big this week besides we're done with the Federal Reserve for now? Anything else?
Yeah, we're done with that. I mean, this is going to be more. I think what's going to be market moving this week is really going to be what comes out of Washington, what comes out of Beijing, and are we going to see the two sides get back to the negotiation table? If that were to happen, it would be very good news. Look, it's the last week of August. It's traditionally a dead week for trading. No, I don't think nothing seems so dead
right now.
But
the thing is, when you have thin volume, which you would expect this week, because a lot of people are just in the Hamptons or whatever that are doing trading. But I mean, the fact is that, you know, sometimes thin volume can really get you even increase the volatility.
That's exactly right. That even on Friday, because it was such a slow session in general, it was quite exaggerated. And so all these moves are going to be exaggerated. And all you have to worry about is, did I do everything I needed to do? Do I have my college fund ready? Is my emergency reserve fund? Am I paying down my debt? Just manage the things you can manage. Don't worry about what markets are doing.
And by the way, Jill, Blue Star loves Blue Star Airlines. Okay. I've got stock in them too. You know, just they told me. All right. Thanks. See you next week. Good to have you back.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.